Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 146 of The 80%. It's important to plan for your retirement as early as you can. But for most Filipinos, it's a difficult task for several reasons. High living expenses could make it difficult to set aside money for retirement. Having a lot of debts can also be a reason. Or if you have a lot of financial dependents such as your parents or relatives. However, another reason could be having an instant gratification mindset. Some people prioritize spending money on immediate wants rather than saving for the future. Lastly, it could also be a lack of financial literacy. Some Pinoys don't know the importance of saving for retirement or how to go about it, which consequently leads to inaction. Today, we are joined by AXA Philippines Retail Proposition Director for Protection with Savings Category, Lizen Zapanta, and AXA Philippines Retail Propositions Director, Dexter Agkawili, who will share with us insights and tips on retirement planning. I hope this episode can help and give you ideas on how to plan and prepare for your retirement. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Welcome sa 80% Podcast, and for today we have two special guests. Yung isa kilala nyo na siguro at yung isa naman ay bago, no? So for this episode, we have Sir Dexter. Is Sir ba kita, Dexter? Dexter na lang.
Dexter na lang.
And si Lizen Zapanta, and both of them are segment directors of AXA Philippines. Pero siyempre, tatanungin muna natin sila. Unahin natin si Dexter. Dexter, can you tell our listeners what specifically do you do in AXA, and can you tell more about ano ba yung pagiging segment director?
Hi, Fritz. Again, thank you for having us here in your 80% podcast. So, being a segment director, we're particularly managing a particular product category or segment in our business. So in my case, I'm handling single premium products and unit linked funds. So these are mga products that are usually seen as both protection and investment. In my case, since kasama doon yung funds, kasama na yung pag-create ng mga bagong kinds of investment funds that will be the underlying investment or kung saan ilalagay ng mga policyholders yung kanilang pera, may it be a local fund or a global fund. We look into the different fund offerings that we could offer for our customers para lumago yung pera nila.
Yun. And how about you, Lizen? Can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi, I'm Lizen Zapanta. So I'm, like Dexter, I'm one of the segment directors. So I specifically handle the regular pay business line, no, the VUL. So that's where your VUL, variable unit link, insurance category, and also our traditional regular pay whole life plans. No, so yun yung what I handle. And I also lead our financial literacy programs, no, ng AXA.
The reason why I invited you here today is to really talk about retirement, because I understand that AXA has new offerings that can help people who are going to prepare for their retirement. But siguro to start off our conversation, I'd like to get your thoughts on some statistics that I recently came across. According to the latest Philippine Statistics Authority Labor Force Survey, as of June 2022, 38.2% of Filipinos age 65 and above are still working or looking for a job. And siguro kasama dito yung tatay ko na talagang ayaw mag-retire kasi yun nga, no? He feels that he hasn't really prepared for his retirement. What can you say about this, Dexter?
Yeah, tama ka dyan, Fitz. Kasama mo na rin dyan ang nanay, tatay ko, tsaka mga certain titos and titas of ours, no? Sadly, yung may generation talaga na talagang they just work, they just focus on working, may it be a corporate life or being an entrepreneur. And kahit nag-save sila, hindi nila naisip kung tama na ba, is it enough for their retirement wherein di na sila magtatrabaho tapos yun na lang gagamitin nila. And may if we're to really look at it, it's mainly because of one mindset. Alam mo naman kung titignan natin yung mindset ng mga before, ng mga dating generations, is that umaasa sila na tipong yung mga anak nila, yung mga tipong tutustos ang mga pangangailangan nila pag nag-retire, di ba? Ito yung tipong alam natin na, or naririnig natin parati na parang ang retirement nila ay mga kung ilan ng number ng anak nila. Diba?
Nako, mahirap yan. No?
Pero that is the sad reality. Parang there was a generation na yan ang iniisip, right? Unti-unti lang nagkakaroon ng realization na talagang dapat you have to prepare for your own retirement. And the sad reality again is that they may have started saving at a later age or perhaps when they started saving, hindi enough yung kanilang nasa-save dahil hindi nila naisip na parang, ay, ganun pala kamahal yung pagre-retire 20 years from now, di ba? At saka, pwedeng hindi rin sila nag-save earlier on dahil nga possible dagdag gastos yan or iniisip nila, ay, matagal pa naman yung retirement. Naalala ko, we were also in that stage when we started working, parang matagal pa yung retirement, parang all of a sudden, mm-hmm. Mas malapit na pala ngayon, halfway through na pala tayo, di ba? So, these are the mindsets that are changing through time. And most recently, I guess, tayo nagkakaroon na ng better appreciation of financial literacy. But sad to say, there was that generation, ito yung mga titos-titas natin na they didn't get to save as much as they should have when they were younger.
Mm-mm. Oo nga eh, no? And sabi mo, Lizen, kanina, you mentioned that you're the one who handles mga financial literacy for AXA. So, I'm sure retirement planning is part of the things that you discuss sa mga audience nyo or sa mga clients nyo. So, in your opinion, ano ba talaga yung reason? What really are the reasons why Filipinos fail at preparing for retirement? What do you think are the things that we can do to overcome those obstacles and challenges?
Siguro first fits yung ano, no? Yung a lot of young people now, they are hooked with the YOLO, no?
Mentality. Nako, oo.
You only live once.
Saka FOMO.
FOMO, oh. Di ba? Parang seize the moment. Parang so, given those parang mindsets, no, they really tend to use all their money to really enjoy life. No, there's nothing wrong about that naman, di ba? But syempre, we also need to think about our future, no? Actually, according to this old Mutual Millennial Report, no, the millennial generation is also more likely than previous ones to take on personal loans, no, for things that don't really generate an income, all will depreciate over time. In fact, 64% of millennials compared to 14% of older generations, they have a personal loan and spend roughly 35% of their income paying off that debt, no. Wow. So this cycle of debt can quickly grow to become unstable if not managed correctly. No. Mm-hmm. Another reason then is financial literacy, no? Compared to other countries, for instance, like India, no? Here in the Philippines, we don't really have like a structured financial literacy curriculum in schools today, no? It's really more of ad hoc programs, no? For certain schools, meaning not all schools, but certain schools, they invite guests, sometimes the financial institutions, no, to do some financial literacy events, but it's really not like embedded in the curriculum of the schools. Siguro the most na where they learn financial, some sort of financial literacy is sa math, di ba? Yung pag when they talk about business math, they talk about money, but it's not, you know, how we do it, no, now in our financial literacy programs, where we really introduce the different concepts of, you know, savings, budgeting, the use of credit, the importance of protection, and all those investments, different financial instruments. No?
If I may add, no, kanina nga na-mention natin yung mga mindsets. So the psychological and the cultural aspect is another thing. Psychological in a sense that, one, they may really think that it's too early. Parang kakatrabaho pa lang, kakastart ko pa lang magtrabaho. Retirement na kagad iniisip ko. So, idugtong natin sa YOLO na mention ni Liza na parang, you only live once, might as well buy what I want now with my first sweldo or my first bonus. So, nandun yung the psychological aspect of it. Diba? So, we have to really first imbibe or ituro rin natin yung delayed gratification concept na sadly mababa pang awareness ng Filipinos on that. And secondly, cultural, if di ba you get to recall about manana habit, parang ay wag muna ngayon, bukas na, papagbukas na lang natin, na tipong next year na ako mag-start, mag-set aside for retirement. Next year, all you know, 20 years ang nakalipas. So, these are the struggles of the Filipino pagdating sa pag-preparing for their retirement.
Bukod sa manyana, I think pati yung ningas kugon na magsa-start na ako mag-save, tapos gagawin lang siya for 1 or 2 months after that, medyo magiging magastos ulit. I'd like to circle back to sa sinabi mo, Liza, no, na yung mga millennials, sila yung talagang maraming mga personal loans. Is it also because napaka-accessible na mga personal loans ngayon? Kasi nakita ko, online lang, pwede ka lang mag-apply. There's really not a lot of documents that you need to submit. And very accessible na ngayon, no, pagdating sa fintech din. Do you think that's also one of the reasons kung bakit ang daming personal loans sa mga millennials ngayon?
Yes. And actually, aside from the accessibility of the loans, it's really the accessibility of goods and services, no? Di ba? Pag may nakikita yung mga budol, di ba? Yung matatawag natin budol moments na yung mga, yan, yung mga goods, mga sale, di ba?
It's so easy to buy very something easy that na. You see online.
Correct.
Now, no?
Diba? Oh. May sale, di ba? Yung mga ating mga online platform selling platforms every month, may mga 10, 11, mga ganyan, di ba?
Yes.
So together with the accessibility of the loan products, goods and services are also easily accessible, not just stores in the Philippines but even global, no, yung mga sa abroad.
Totoo.
Madali nang makabili, di ba?
And do you have any data naman pagdating sa Gen Z? Or wala pang masyadong study sa mga Gen Z?
On Gen Z, what I've been reading about Gen Z, it's a totally different generation, no? Kasi nga, they grew up with a lot of information accessible to them, no? So parang sabi dun sa mga nabasa ko, they will be the richest generation. Kasi a lot of them right now at parang college, nag-aaral na ng stock trading, di ba? Yung mga crypto. Yes. So all those, so because of the accessibility of financial literacy information, and it's for free, no? Natututunan na nila yon at that age. And this generation daw is, they're pragmatic. Mm-hmm. They plan ahead. So unlike the millennials na, di ba, parang you live by the day, sila naman daw, they really plan and they're more pragmatic. So I think there's this generation can be like good for the financial services industry because they mm-hmm. will be more they will have the better propensity, you know, to start planning or buying our products and even the other products of other financial institutions, you know, like banks and other insurance companies early on.
Sa akin din, sa mga pagiging content creator ko, especially on TikTok, I am really surprised at some of the questions that I get there. So, syempre, TikTok, Gen Z platform siya. Some of them are really insightful at saka medyo mahirap sagutin, no? Yung mga financial and investing questions sila, which is good because you know that they are really educating themselves. Aside from what you mentioned, ang nakikita kong reason din bakit nagfi-fail ang mga Filipinos pagdating sa retirement is yung lack of knowledge kung paano ba, no, the actual way, kasi as you mentioned, we didn't have financial literacy sa curriculum natin nung high school or even college. So ang talagang naituturo lang sa atin is kailangan mo mag-save, no? It's important to save. Pero pagdating sa investing, there's really no subject or no course unless you really go out of your way to read a book or attend a seminar. And it's good that, of course, AXA has new offerings that can help Filipinos prepare for retirement. Namely, yung the My Life Choice Retirement and yung AXA Global Assets Income Paying Fund or AXA Gain Fund. So, siguro I'll ask a little bit more about this, no? So, unahin natin siguro sa iyo, Lizen. Ano ba tong AXA My Life Choice product or My Life Choice Retirement product that AXA is offering?
So, siguro, Fitz, before we introduce the product, I think the first thing that we need to share muna, maybe Dex, you want to elaborate on the concept of the retirement planning framework, no, that we adapted.
Yeah.
Sige.
Again, pagdating at sa mga planning for things, diba, dapat meron tayong certain framework. And kung titingnan mo ang buhay natin mula nung nag-start ka magtrabaho, there is a phase that you would really be earning a lot. Ito yung accumulation phase na tipong we'll be earning more than how much we spend, and then that's when we have more and more savings or disposable income, so to speak, right? And then that accumulation phase, ito yung phase na all the more na dapat mas marami tayong sinasave up at ini-invest, because at some point when we do look at yung ating work life, at some point magre-retire ka, okay? And when you retire, that's when you start earning less. Pwedeng hindi ka na nagwo-work in a company, but rather pwedeng self-employed ka, doing some consulting pa, but you earn less, and at the same time yung spending mo, living expense mo, is now coming from the money that you have accumulated through time, right? So ideally, ang kinakailangan ay during those early stage na nandun tayo sa accumulation phase, we really get to set aside a certain amount of money that will be invested and that will grow through time. And that's what we're going to use when we start at nandun na tayo sa decumulation phase, when we start pulling out certain amount of money throughout the retirement life that we have. So ito yung two phases, the accumulation phase and the decumulation phase when we talk of retirement planning. And dito na papasok na yung certain concepts, as you mentioned, dapat may certain habits, right? So the discipline of setting aside a certain amount of money, and also the discipline of really just pulling out a certain amount of money that you need. And that's where a structured solution and a simplified solution like My Life Choice through a regular premium product would be actually a good proposition when it comes to retirement planning, specifically pagdating dun sa accumulation phase. Lizen, ikaw naman yung maganda mag-share more about the My Life Choice retirement.
So my life choice is our regular pay, variable unit link product. No, so because it's an insurance policy, it has protection. So it has life protection. If something happens to the person, no, insured, the beneficiary of course will get the money. So it, that covers the risk management part, no, financial planning. And then it also has an accumulation component, no, wherein you can really build up on your retirement fund, no. We have what we call a target date fund, which is specifically for retirement planning, wherein you can just pick the date or the year when you want to retire, and automatically your savings or what you set aside is already invested normally in that fund. At the early stages of the fund, naka-invest siya sa equities, no, to maximize the profit. And then as you approach the retirement years, or that target date of retirement, it slowly allocates to the conservative, no, financial assets, no, to preserve na the capital, kasi ano na yon, eh, malapit ka na sa retirement. So it's a structured way of really managing the money that you set aside through the target date fund. And what's also good about My Life Choice, it's you can also choose the funds, no? So we have the target date fund, but of course through our financial advisors, the customers can really decide, no, what they want, the funds at the end of the day, no, based on their risk appetite, no. Syempre, importante yon. And then My Life Choice also comes with a startup bonus, no, where a policyholder can get an equivalent of 70% of their first year premium invested into their selected AXA fund starting day one.
Wow, so, ang laki nun, ha?
Malaki yun. So for example, oh, uh-huh, yung premium mo is 100,000 a year. For example lang, para madali yung math for me. So 70% of that, which is 70,000, is set aside by AXA on top of that 100,000 that you paid for, no, at day one, no, which is called the startup bonus, no. But syempre, you don't get to withdraw from that fund yet, no. It's invested, it's set aside for, kasi it's a long-term plan, no. I mean, a retirement, yes, fund is a long-term plan. So come year 10, starting year 10, magsa-start na siyang magano, eh. You can already start getting from that startup bonus, transferring to your account value, no. And the more you keep that fund, the more the potential for it to grow, no. So on aside from the regular money from your premiums that you set aside, so the startup bonus by itself is also growing over time, no. And come the time of retirement, it will be added to your account value.
So you mentioned na if I get yung My Life Choice na product, I can choose kung saang fund siya ma-invest. But you also mentioned na kunwari I don't want to bother with choosing, pwede siyang automatic, tama, no, na at the start
of the equity.
Oo. Tapos kasi what I know most VULs, kailangan mayroong initiative from the client kung saan ilalagay or kung i-move. Pero ito, pwede siyang automatic, no, na just give them an instruction na I want that type of investing strategy, that as my retirement target date approaches, the fund slowly becomes more conservative. Tama, no?
Yes, correct.
Tama.
So, pag ganun, yung mga na-invest sa equity nung earlier years, mamove ba doon sa more conservative funds, or it will just stay there pero yung mga bagong money na nai-invest, yun lang yung mapupunta doon sa mga bonds or money market fund na mas conservative? Or the whole fund na nasa investment part pupunta sa more conservative? Paano yung strategy doon?
Sige, let me answer that, no, Fitz. So, as far as the target date fund is concerned, so may mga predetermined years na tipong a certain allocation in equities and bonds. For example, pwedeng for the next 3 years, 70% ina-allocate sa equities. So what happens is, kapag, since it's a regular pay, year 1, year 2, year 3, naglalagay ka, right? So 70% of your first year premium, 70% of what is allocated for the funds goes to the equity portion. So both yung mga previous premiums, so 70% nandyan. Tapos at some point, mag-reallocate siya. So pwedeng mangyari on year 5, 65% yung naka-allocate sa equities, kumukonti na. So yung mga dinadagdag mo on year 5, at the same time, yung mga nilagay mo in the previous year, nagre-rebalance siya na to make sure what you're invested in is following that allocation for that particular year already. So through time, parang nangyayari niya, pwedeng yung mga nabili mo, nagte-take profits ka na on the equities, tapos nilalagay mo na sa fixed income.
Maganda yun, no? Na nag-automatic din ng rebalancing, kasi that's one of the, personally, one of the hardest things to do pagdating sa pag-manage ng investment portfolio, making sure na tama yung allocation ng mga assets mo. And syempre, given that a lot of investments perform in different ways, so it's really a good feature of this product. Yeah, so thank you, Dexter, for explaining that. And I think very helpful yung feature na yon pagdating sa mga gustong mag-prepare for retirement. Kasi parang set and forget. Parang ganun yung mangyayari. And of course, ikaw naman, Dexter, you're the segment director for the AXA Gain Fund. Can you tell us more about this?
Okay. So pagdating naman sa AXA Gain Fund, this is specifically available for single premium. Babalik lang tayo dun sa decumulation phase. Okay, di ba? Meron tayong accumulation and decumulation phase. So ito yung other side we're in. If you are someone who have accumulated your wealth through time and then looking at retiring sometime soon, pwedeng nag-retire ka na pero gusto mo pang magtabaho, what you can do is that you put in your money in a single premium product like Asset Master. And then in putting your money there, you're protected for 125% of the money that you put in. And if you choose AXA Gain Fund is our income-paying fund. It will pay out 4% of the account value every year. So
fix yon, 4%?
4% of the account value that you put, of the money that you put in. Okay. But I have to clarify this na, dahil kumbaga maraming mga possible misunderstanding pagdating sa income paying fund, but particularly for unit linked. Okay, kasi that 4% is actually coming from your account value. So if your 100 naging 110 yan, get 4% of that 110, that's what's going to be paid out. Okay. So we have to really look at it on a perspective of when you're decumulating already from your retirement fund, talagang kukuha ka dyan eh, di ba? Yes. So pwedeng may time, mag-grow yan, kukuha ka ng 4%, and that 4% is what you use for the year as part of your living expenses. Okay. At pwedeng bumaba rin yan, kukuha ka pa rin ng 4%. You might ask, bakit 4%? Interestingly, if you look at certain rules of thumb, simplified rules of thumb when it comes to retirement planning, you would need at least 4% of when it comes to the periodic withdrawals that you will get from your retirement fund so that it will last you for at least 25 years from the time that you retire. That's one part of it. In the decumulation phase, that periodic cash flow you use for your retirement benefits. The upside of it is that regardless kung anong value nung account value mo, you are protected 125% of the initial amount that you put in.
All right.
Okay. So that is a very strong proposition, especially if you're looking at planning for your estate, what you leave behind, and at the same time still enjoying the money that you have worked hard for. Diba? So kumukuha ka dun dahil nagre-retire ka na, pero should something happen, it's 125% of what you initially put in that goes to your heirs. So it's both addressing your retirement needs and estate planning needs. So that's the beauty of looking at your single premium asset master product at the same time together with AXA Gain Fund.
Ang ganda ng product na yun, ha? At akala ko kung ano yung account value, dun din based yung death benefit, but it's in the initial amount. And kasi yung gain, it means global assets income paying fund. So does it mean that part of the allocation will be in other markets, in global markets?
Yes. Actually, when it comes to AXA Gain Fund, it is a balanced fund. And it is allocated across 5 major regions as well. The main difference of AXA Gain Fund is that it's really looking at how to maximize the return and yet managing the downside risk, or yung tipong lalo na kung pababa yung market, try to as much as possible bring allocation to the fixed income at saka cash portion. I'd just like to also add, Fitz, true pa rin yung sinasabi mo na 125% or the account value, whichever is higher.
So higher.
Should something happen, the death benefit would be 125% or the account value, whichever is higher.
And yung kaninang na-mention mo na withdrawal na 4%, that's annual, tama ba? Or can you like say na, gusto ko quarterly, pwede bang ganun?
So for our AXA Gain Fund specifically, that 4% is a per annum rate, but annum. We pay out on a semi-annual basis for AXA Gain Fund.
And nakaset na yung 4% or kware gusto ko 5%, pwede bang ganun? Or...
So
flexible.
When we designed the fund, it was initially targeting 4%. But somewhere down the road, investment performance should be good. It is upon the discretion of the dividend committee, should we pay out more. But again, at least we first work off a particular target rate.
Naisip ko dito sa gain fund, sa AXA Gain Fund, is yung mga nagpa-fire, are you familiar with that? Yung mga nagpa-fire, financial independence retire early. Kasi sila, meron silang fire number. Yun yung target nila na maipon. Yung fire number, usually it's 25 times their annual expense. So kung gumagastos sila ng 1 million a year, kailangan nila makaipon ng 25 million. Tapos, ang goal nila is may invest yung 25 million or yung fire number nila sa isang investment na pwede makapagbigay ng at least 4% per annum. Tapos, yung 4%, of course, ng 25 million is 1 million. So, technically speaking, kaya na nilang mabuhay forever, or indefinitely. And given itong AXA Gain Fund, I think this is a good candidate for those who are pursuing FIRE to put yung accumulated na fund nila for their retirement. So with the added bonus, with the added benefit of financial protection also and estate planning. So that's a really interesting product that you are offering right now. Those are everything that I wanted to talk to you about today, about retirement. And I'd like to thank Dexter and Lysen for coming in and joining me in this episode. But before we close, siguro i-challenge ko muna kayo kasi madalas kong marinig ito sa mga baby boomers. Tsaka syempre, di ba, part na yan ng mga Filipinos, no? Pag nagkikita-kita, tatanungin yung mga bata na, okay lang ka mag-aasawa? O bakit, wala ka pang anak? And sadly, it's part of the Filipino culture that we are really trying to change, na yung mindset na ang mga anak natin ay ang ating retirement fund. So, if ever, siguro, let's start with Dexter. If ever you meet someone, sinabihan mo na kailangan mo mag-prepare for retirement. Tapos ang sabi sa'yo, Dexter, na, hindi, okay naman yan. Lima naman yung anak ko. So, sila na lang yung mag-aalaga sa akin pagtanda ko. Anong sasabihin mo sa kanya, Dexter?
Wow. Well, unang-una, talagang masasabi ko noon is that ano, kumbaga, obligasyon natin na paaralin natin ang mga anak natin, di ba? Pero hindi nila obligasyon na buhayin tayo hanggang ano, beyond our retirement years. So I think kinakailangan talagang masabi yan sa mga ano, sa mga taong mayroong ganyang mindset na they should not really depend on others when it comes to their future, di ba? And I guess a positive way of also saying that to such people is that, you know, your future is in your hands. Parang why you rely on your children or someone else about it, diba? But might as well act now while you still can, rather than things are too late. So I think we really have to nudge certain people when it comes to that. Gagamitin ng utang na loob as a way na para as our insurance policy or our retirement
nagigil
policy
trip.
Or not. Oo, yung nagigil trip.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things that I would tell to such people. And how about you, Lizen? Maybe you have other ways of saying that or answering that.
Ako, on top of what you said, Dex, no, iba rin kasi yung feeling, no, even for myself, no. Now, when you retire, you're financially independent. Now, you don't depend on other people. Kasi mas may enjoy mo yung retirement mo eh, na you're financially stable. Magagawa mo rin yung gusto mo. unlike if you're dependent on someone, syempre that someone, or for example, your children, limited din lang yung resources nila kasi they also have other obligations, no? Especially if they also have children of their own, di ba? So, it's a good feeling for someone na nag-retire na can also, who's financially stable and can do whatever he or she wants with his money or her money. So, that's something that we can also sell to them, the idea na masaya ang buhay kapag hindi ka nagde-depend sa ibang tao, na on your own, you are financially stable, no? And of course, for our generation, no, tayong mga millennials, dahil tayo na yung ano eh, majority of the workforce now are from that generation, no?
So ako, Gen Z ako.
Ayun, oh, may bata pa. So, diba? So I think it's upon us, no, the current workforce to really start that ano, no, na already teaching our children or the next generation to prepare, start preparing for your future, no? Don't just think about the now, but also think about the future. Kami sa AXA, no, that's really what we believe in, eh? Kasi we really want to empower, no, our customers, no, for them to take charge of their wealth and prepare for whatever lies ahead, no? And this way, they can really truly enjoy retirement and not pass the generational burden, no, to their children.
Ang ginagawa ko diyan, ano ko, appeal to emotion ako. Tinatanong ko sila na, pag nag-retire ka ba, anong bang gusto mo? Pinagpapasapasahan ka ng mga anak mo kasi nahihirapan silang alagaan ka? Or pinag-aagawan ka ng mga anak mo kasi kapag nandun ka, ikaw yung nanlilibre sa mga apo, di ba? Laging ano, nakakapamasyal. So, I think mas gusto ko yung ako yung pinag-aagawan ng mga anak at mga apo ko. Kaya mas maganda na mag-prepare for retirement kasi ayoko rin yung feeling na pinagpapasapasahan ako. No, ikaw, sa'yo muna si nanay kasi hirap kami ngayon, di ba? Parang hindi masarap sa pakiramdam yon. Kaya importante talaga na mag-prepare for retirement at huwag umasa sa mga anak natin na aalagaan tayo, because siyempre may sarili din silang pamilya na kailangang alagaan. And part na rin siguro ng pagmamahal natin sa kanila is maibigay natin sa kanila yung opportunity na maalagaan nila ng husto, fully, yung sarili nilang pamilya at hindi na tayo dumagdag pa doon. And of course, kung titingnan nila yung mga bagong product offerings ng AXA, I'm sure mas makakatulong talaga ito sa kanila in their preparation for retirement. Maraming salamat ulit, Dexter and Lizen. And of course, thank you to AXA Philippines for the new offerings that they are giving Filipinos when it comes to retirement planning. any parting words that you would like to say to our listeners before we say goodbye, and particularly social media accounts kung saan nila kayo pwedeng i-follow, and if they're interested in knowing more about these AXA offerings, saan ba sila pwedeng pumunta or ano yung pwede nilang i-check na social media accounts?
So parting words, you always have a choice, and that's how I would always look at things. We have a choice, and it's really up to us whether going to be stuck on that mindset that we inherited, or we're going to take charge of our lives and really start preparing for our future. No. So it's important that we do have that financial freedom and that independence, and we have to make a decision now about planning for the future. And it's important that, one, you have the right mindset of really saving and investing for yourself for the future. Two, have that discipline. So talaga kung you didn't have that discipline before, have that discipline of setting aside and investing it. And that's the beauty of the products like My Life Choice and also the AXA Gain Fund. It's a simplified way. We structure it for you so that you will just really stick on the discipline of setting aside and investing. And at some point, you can reap the benefits or the rewards of your hard-earned money through these products. Lastly, when it comes to the products that we have, it's really customizable. It's conveniently accessible through our app. So na mention mo kasi kanina about access, di ba? Well, there are access, ready access for loans, ready access for mga shopping things, shopping cart, add to cart, financial products such as investment products, insurance products should also be readily accessible, and our customers could access our products and add to their investments through our Emma app as well. Now, I'd like to turn it over naman to Lizen.
Ako, start early, no? Start yesterday. I mean, preparation is really very important, no? Especially with, we know that things are very uncertain, di ba? Like right now, di ba, yung COVID, who would have thought that, di ba, this pandemic will happen. So it really pays to prepare, no? And of course, to add to what Dexter mentioned, you can also visit our website, no, www.axa.com.ph/mylifechoice. You can also book an appointment or consult an advisor through our website.
And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Salamat din kay Lizen Zapanta and Dexter Agkawili for sharing their insights and tips. And if you want to learn more about AXA Philippines and their products, you can check the link in the episode description. Moreover, please click the follow button for the 80% and share this episode to your friends. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.